So I'm watching Black Panther again the other night. And I got to thinking. As lofty as Killmonger's plan was to end global supremacy, there's a conundrum. And I call it the Killmonger conundrum. And what is that, Hank, you might ask? I said, well, let's look at this. Killmonger wanted to send vibranium weaponry around the world to the war dogs to wage war on global supremacy, on the colonizers. So this is my question. Once we do that, once we end supremacy around the globe, when the dust settles, what happens with that technology? What happens with those weapons? Who's to say that those weapons don't start getting turned on one another? Who's to say that people feel that there should be an economic incentive and they start selling those weapons off? I understand what Killmonger was trying to do. I understand that. I get it. And as lofty as I say his idea is, there's a conundrum. And I also agree with a lot of what Killmonger was saying about Wakanda. Wakanda, they were sitting there comfortable. The people around the world were being oppressed. I mean, you still have people who in the diaspora are still being sold into slavery. People of color are still being sold into slavery around the globe. It's still happening. You still have women who are being sold into sexual slavery of color around the world globally. We still have hate crimes. We still have racism. We still have institutional racism, not just in this country, but around the globe. So I get it. And I also tend to agree with Nakia, who says that with Wakanda's great riches and resources and medical and technology, that we could have, that they could have helped oppressed persons across the globe easily. But again, the conundrum. I also have to look back, I also have to step back and look at Wakanda. You know, I too had some issues with some of the things that they were doing in the film, as far as, you know, not doing what Nakia said, not helping oppressed peoples across the globe, and yes, they could end a lot of things easily with their resources and power and might. But I also have, again, I have to look back at Wakanda as a country that has never known conquest. They've never known colonization. They've never known slavery. They've never known oppression. So again, this is the conundrum, y'all. Because the people outside of Wakanda, the people in the major cities around the world where Killmonger was going to send these weapons, they have known oppression. They've known slavery. They are mostly the descendants of slaves. And the one thing, I know in this country, and I know in other countries, that you also have to think about is mental conditioning. Mental conditioning. So once these weapons are in the hands of people around the globe, you still have the coon factor. You still have the sellout factor. You still have the house Negro factor. You still have that. So again, who's to say that when the dust settles, that those weapons won't be turned on each other? Who's to say that some of our own people won't side with supremacists to fight us? Who's to say that people, poor people, won't see this as an economic advantage? And is there an economic advantage in Killmonger's plan? Because once the supremacy stops, is there going to be economic empowerment that comes with that? Is there a plan to arm poor people or oppressed people around the world, not only with weapons, but with money and resources? Because all I saw getting on that ship was weapons. All I saw them loading on those ships was weapons, not money. Maybe I'm thinking too deep. Maybe I'm thinking too much on this. But I was thinking about that. I was really thinking about that. I'm thinking about, okay, your plan succeeds, then what? Because this is the thing. A lot of our, and this is no conspiracy theory, it's just the truth. And if you know, if you don't want to hear the truth, you might want to turn this off. Our ghettos, our hoods in around the country were flooded with weapons and drugs by the government. That's fact. That's not a conspiracy theory. Look it up for yourself. Learn for yourself. None of them, the black gorilla family, Free Ray Rick, none of them cats back in the day, Nicky Barnes, none of them brothers that were selling dope in LA to New York were flying or floating any of that shit over here. Not the drugs, not the weapons, none of that. But somehow, by the boatload, those weapons made it into our neighborhoods. And not for our liberation, but for our destruction. And so my fear would be if they're flooded with weapons of this magnitude, will it be for our liberation or for our destruction eventually? Because this is the thing. Everybody ain't righteous, y'all. Everybody doesn't have a love for melanin. Everybody doesn't see blackness the same way. So that type of weaponry around the world will take a very conscious and like-minded wave of thought to work. We wage the war, it might succeed, but then what? You can look at some parts of Africa, man. You got warlords with who are given weapons by foreign governments who oppress their own people. Who's to say that somebody over here wouldn't do the same thing? Again, try to make a buck. There's a conundrum in Killmonger's plan, if you think about it. Everybody doesn't have that love. Everybody doesn't have that mind. So putting that type of weaponry in the hands of somebody who doesn't love themselves, doesn't love their fellow person, doesn't love melanin, doesn't love the idea of freedom, doesn't love those things, what would that person do? What would that look like? How would that even go? The Killmonger conundrum. Think about that. But the movie's dope as shit, so I'm just saying. But I'm just thinking about the plan. Be well.